I own a janitorial business that specializes in cleaning office buildings for mid to large size companies. Due to the nature of the job, we start our shifts at 6 p.m. on weekdays because most offices didn't want us inside during business hours while their employees were working. So on this day, I got to the scheduled office building at 6:30, putting in the keypad passcode and getting all my equipment in, then locking the doors behind me. The building was only 2 stories, which was smaller than most, but both floors were really long and there was a smaller basement level. I started on the 2nd story to work my way down. I went around grabbing all the trash and getting anything off the floors that would get in my way. Then I tied up the bags and brought them out to the dumpsters at the back of the building to toss them. While I was out there though, I saw 2 parked cars. Neither of them were on, but what was really odd about it was that this was the only nearby building, and supposedly, nobody was supposed to be here right now. I just didn't know why they would be parked out in the back of the building, or where they could even be, if not in their cars. I went back inside and just double-checked that all the doors were locked up, then continued with my work. Occasionally, I checked out the windows to see if there were any changes with the cars out there, but it was the same. I finished up with the top floor and moved my way down to the 1st floor, doing the same process. But this time, when I went out to toss the trash in the dumpster, I noticed a single light was on in one of the cars. Almost as soon as I stepped out though, it turned off. This made me uneasy, so I quickly tossed everything and went back in. Seeing that someone was actually in there made it a lot more odd. I tried to work faster, finishing the floor by 11 p.m, which was much quicker than the previous. Then it was just the small basement level and I'd be done. I moved everything down and got to work. This level was mostly full of boxes and was more of a storage warehouse area. While I was down there, I heard a thud echo through the building. It came from one of the floors above me, so I couldn't tell much of what the sound was or where on those floors it sounded from. I put down my things and started walking up the steps, but stopped halfway through when I heard voices coming down the upper hallway. 2 men talking back and forth at a regular volume, like they weren't even afraid of me being in here. I started to back down the stairs and moved behind some of the boxes, then dialed 911. Before I had a chance to say anything though, footsteps began making their way down to the basement. I only saw the man's shadow on the wall before I completely hid myself behind the shelf of boxes. I heard him walk around a little bit, then yell upstairs to the other man.
"No, I don't see anyone. I think we're good."
He walked up the steps, and I peered out one more time, seeing his shadow again, but I could tell he was holding something small in his hand, which just made me even more scared than I already was. I reconnected with 911 and explained what I could, then waited there for several minutes. During this time, I think the men were mostly on the top floor, but then they moved back to the 1st. And suddenly, one of them yelled,
"Their van is still here."
Both of their footsteps started rushing around, but not leaving. They were looking for me. It was hard to control and quiet my breathing, hearing them running throughout the building and moving things around right above me. Then heavy footsteps rushed down the basement stairs as one of them started tossing boxes around and looking everywhere. But the faintest sound of sirens approaching caught the other man's attention, who alerted the one in the basement, and both of them ran away. I stayed hidden until an officer came down to get me. It only took 2 hours for the 2 suspects to get caught. They declined to share why they'd broken in, but a few stolen items were found in their cars. It's safe to say they weren't the smartest, as they seemed to just guess whether I'd left, rather than just starting by looking for my van to see if I was there. Regardless, them not leaving after finding out I was inside was probably the scariest thing I'll ever experience. But thankfully, I don't have to know what would have happened if they found me. I've been a police officer for my county for almost a decade. I've seen some crazy and disturbing things, sometimes making me question why I even chose this career path. But what happened on this night still sticks with me and is often the event that I think about the most. It was nearing the end of winter, but where I'm located, it stays cold until about mid-spring. This night I was set to be on patrol of the major highway for most of my shift. On a typical night, I would probably stop two or three cars for speeding, and otherwise wouldn't do much else. Sometimes a call for backup would come in, but usually patrol shifts were the most boring and uneventful. I was driving along the highway, doing the usual circle until about 2 a.m. when I passed a car on the side of the road that wasn't there before. Its lights were off, and it was far on the shoulder of the highway, so I didn't see it until I was already passing it. I turned off the next exit and made an entire circle, taking 15 minutes before I got back to where I'd seen it. I was under the assumption it was just an abandoned broken down vehicle that maybe I didn't notice before, so I wasn't in a rush. I pulled in behind it, parking about 15 feet away and leaving my headlights on. I called in to report that I was investigating a presumably empty vehicle on the southbound highway. Then I got out with my flashlight and walked up to the car. My first impression was of how old it was. It looked like something from the 90s and was rusted all over, along with dents and scratches. I walked up to the driver's side window and held my flashlight up. Nobody was inside, but as I shined it around, I happened to notice some really worrying signs. There was a pile of clothes in the back seat, looking like they belonged to a young woman, but the way they were scattered around just didn't look right. I moved around to the other side of the vehicle, but a faint sound from behind me caught my attention. I quickly turned and pointed my flashlight out into the woods surrounding the highway. And immediately, the sound stopped, but I had heard enough to know that it was footsteps. Someone was walking out there, maybe even watching me. I yelled out, directing them to move into the light with their hands raised. A moment passed, then I yelled again, but it was silent. I felt my heart beating in my chest as I called in to update on the situation and get backup to come. I stood there, staring into the woods and honestly fearing for my life. If something had happened here, there would be reason for whoever was out there to try and stop me from finding out. I held up my firearm and moved further behind the car, still keeping an eye on the tree line, but not exposing my whole body. The next 5 minutes were brutally nerve-wracking, but finally, another officer pulled onto the scene, and right away, I heard footsteps sprinting further into the woods. We immediately got to searching the vehicle, and it was clear that something was going on, but searching the woods in the middle of the night while someone likely dangerous was out there was not a safe option. Along with indicators of violence, we found an empty ammo package, so it's also likely that they had a firearm on them. Knowing someone was out there watching me the whole time, maybe even having me in the sights of their weapon, is one of the most unnerving feelings, even to just think about. The following day, we were able to get more information and run a more thorough investigation, but the car was untraceable, and although some shoe prints were found in the woods, they faded out pretty quick, without any direction. What really happened that night still remains an open case, with no leads on suspects or victims. which now has just left me unable to stop thinking about it. I'm a 24-year-old male, and a few years ago, I picked up a job at a local grocery store. I was doing community college and just wanted some money to help pay for food and going out with friends. After a couple months of working there, I started to get used to the regular customers that came in a lot. Most of them were nice, or otherwise just average people, but this one guy always had something weird about him. He came in most nights around 9, which was an hour before closing, and would walk around the store for a long time before eventually getting one or two items and checking out. For how long he would spend walking around almost every night, it was really weird that he'd only end up with a couple things. He didn't ever talk much, but I had assumed he was living on the streets or out of his car, and that would explain why he only got a few things. His clothes were never clean, and he just looked unkempt all around. Anyway, this went on for several weeks, if not months. I never thought too much on it after a while, because it was such a normal part of work now. But then one night, he came in as usual, but instead of walking around the store, he came right up to the register I was at. I asked if he needed help with anything, and the man just looked at me for a second, before asking if I drove the old Toyota that was out in the parking lot. Immediately, I found it a bit weird that he would know that, but I said yes because I didn't see where this was going. I thought maybe there was something wrong with my car, but the man kept his straight face and walked away from the register. Obviously, this was really weird, so I asked my coworker to watch over the registers for a moment. Then I went to the front of the store and looked out into the parking lot. My car was right where I'd parked it and didn't seem to have anything wrong with it. I went back inside and to the register, thinking I would just ask the man when he came to check out, but he never did. I don't know when he left, but the store closed without him ever coming to the register like he usually would. That night, when I left, I checked all around my car, and nothing seemed off. It left me just confused. The next day, I planned again to ask the man, but he didn't come in. For the next whole month, the man never showed up again. I was just left to wonder about why he asked about my car, seemingly out of nowhere and for no reason. Then on a Saturday night, I clocked out of work as usual. This was the one night of the week where I'd be the only cashier, so at the end of the night, I always left by myself. But when I began walking through the parking lot toward my car, I got this really strange feeling in my gut. Maybe I just remember it wrong, or maybe there really was some intuition about something, but I just felt that something was off. I walked quickly and got in my car, glancing around the parking lot. It was pretty much empty, and had nothing to give me reason to believe something was wrong. I turned my car on, and just before I put it in drive, I heard the slightest sound from right behind me. Then, out of the corner of my eye, I saw something move in the mirror that was facing my back seat. I left the car running as I sprinted out and stood a few spaces away from my car, looking back at the window of the back seat and seeing a figure moving around. I turned and ran for the store, going back in and calling the police. By the time they arrived, my car was empty. There were no signs of forced entry either, so they had to have some illegal key copy, or I'd have to have left the doors unlocked by accident. I'm fairly certain it was the strange man from weeks ago, but I didn't know why. If it was him, though, maybe he had been trying to get in for the entire month that I hadn't seen him and was waiting for me to forget to lock the doors. I do think that I locked them that night, but every once in a while I probably forget without even knowing, so I can't write it off completely. However, the man that was back there clearly wasn't trying to just rob the car and even tried to stay hidden after I'd gotten in and turned it on. It's horrifying knowing that I was so close to having left that parking lot and driving away unknowingly with him in the back seat. And once we were gone, who knows what would have happened. They might have waited until I pulled into my house, or I might have never even gotten home that night.